Call the meeting to order. Board of Apportionment and Taxation, Tuesday, July 26, 2022, 6:12 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty
for all.
Okay, thank you. Miss Pitney, would you care to take us through roll call?
Yes, I will. Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
He's absent.
He excused or he's absent?
Yeah, excuse, right, Mark? You talked to him already. I think I talked to him actually.
Yes,
he said 2 weeks ago he couldn't make it. Yeah.
Miss Kimball.
Also absent, I believe, will no longer be joining us. We want to confirm that. So,
Miss Mancini, right?
Present.
Thank you, Miss Orizzetti. Ms. Orizzetti?
Not here.
Ms. Patel?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Tosa is coming. Mr. Polis?
Present.
Mr. Santos?
What's your phone number?
Present.
Santos?
Present.
Thank you. We have six.
Okay, waiting for Mrs. Pertoso to save the evening.
Okay, thank you. Will someone let me know when she comes in?
Certainly. Okay, any additions, deletions, corrections for the agenda? Okay, so we can't really vote, so we'll just move forward with the agenda we have if everyone is in agreement. All right. Item number four, public portion. Would anyone from the public care to speak? Would anyone from the public care to speak?
Jeff, I think I would.
Okay, Jennifer. Go ahead, Jeff. Yep.
Okay, I just
an address.
Jennifer DeRoche, 184 Seymour Avenue in Derby. And I just want to, again, welcome Agatha back. I'm glad she's there. And I just feel that she had some, you know, pretty horrible things happen to her. And even though she's a bigger person than I am, I really think that everything she's been through, she's willing to work for the city of Derby and put everything behind her. But I'm sorry, Walt has been doing exactly what he has accused her of doing a number of times, and has cost the city a ton of money. And I want that put down on the record that something needs to be done about that. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
Okay, noted. And Jen, speaking, you know, that just to, for clarity, I don't want to speak for any other board members, but you know, that's from your perspective, not on behalf of the board, correct?
Correct, that's from my perspective.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else from the public care to speak?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to speak if possible.
Yes, please. Just Mr. Parker, name and address.
Sure. Gary Parker, 38 North Cole Lane, Ansonia. I serve as the Derby Fire Commissioner. This is a question. I'm not looking to upset any of the actions that are proposed for this evening, but I have a question on one of the transfers that's before the board regarding the police department, I believe. On 8.3.1, there's a transfer of $59,646 from the number 3700-440-0444 fire truck lease, capital 13. There's currently from what I understand from my looking at the budget, there's $103,785 in that line item. I just question one, I know it's in the capital budget and it's not under the jurisdiction of the department heads, but I wasn't consulted on that, that moving that money. Again, I'm not looking to upset any moves tonight. I know the urgency of the police department's needs, but I just in the future, I would appreciate, and you know, any as any department head would, consult on a move like that, because we certainly in the fire department have many needs. I think I've preached beyond my limits already in previous meetings, but we have tremendous needs in the fire service, and very high dollar thing needs. And I just would appreciate it, a consultation, and that's really the extent of my comments. So thank you very much for that.
Mr. Parker, first of all, thank you for your comment. And just for total clarity and transparency, this agenda and where these line items come from, that was on here prior to anyone on this board. And I believe I won't speak for her, Agata, as well. You know, no one on this board was consulted about, you know, where the money would be transferring from. We talked on record about the police body camera issue multiple times. I think your statement is heard loud and clear, and I think should be directed more towards the mayor's office, as you know, where this is coming from. You know, and I will make sure that those statements are echoed, because again, that this agenda is put together, it's presented, we work through things. I try to catch obvious stuff if there's a transfer from a negative account or something like that, but that is something that I will pass along for you.
Thank you very much, and I will follow up with the proper course there. Thank you.
Okay, would anyone else from the public care to speak?
Well, hi, John Sack, you apologize. I had a little computer problem, so I'm in Mark's office, 315 Silver Hill Road, Derby. I'm also the director of the Youth Bureau. I just wanted to ask some advice that I'm not on the agenda, and just some advice on how I should move forward. I approached Mr. Mayo in June to get on the budget, to get on the agenda to discuss to finalize my budget because of some supplemental income. It's all good news, by the way, supplemental dollars coming in from the state for my budget. And I wanted to present that ahead of time to the board so that you had an updated budget, which, by the way, I did send to Mr. Garfalo as well for an additional $7,000 for youth programming. Now, I just don't know how to move forward. He told me, Mr. Mayo instructed me, that I would be on the July meeting tonight, and now I'm not on the July meeting. Now, so for me, my concern is that, you know, my dollars are carried forward. These are all grant dollars carried forward. You know, I can wait, I can work through August to get that, you know, finalized and taken care of. But once I get it to September, you know, I need to start spending this money. So this is not, you know, taxpayer dollars. This is all grant dollars that are coming in. Matter of fact, it's probably coming in as we speak. So I just need advice on, you know, when I should just do this final presentation, which would take not more than 15 minutes, 10 minutes or so. And if that could be done in the August meeting is all I'm asking.
Absolutely. We will make sure that you're on the agenda for sure. And going forward, any sort of things, I don't know how typically it works with department heads and, you know, getting on this meeting. Some folks will call me, some folks email me. I think now with our finance director back in her position, she would probably be the main point of contact for any of those types of financial things. But we will certainly ensure that you're on with adequate time for the August agenda.
I appreciate it. You know,
and I do apologize. This we did not have a quorum in June.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of this should have been off our, this should have been almost a 1-2-3 line item meeting. Unfortunately, we did not get the quorum together, so we're a little delayed here.
Well, I appreciate your service, and I just needed your guidance, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Sankey. Agata, anything to add to that? Was that good advice there?
Yes, I'm aware of that, you know, John Asako came with his needs to present to the board, but I pushed this kind of because so many items goes the same time. And I would say that I need to spend a little bit more time with him too on understanding how we're gonna move forward and what's ends up for the fiscal year. I assume he tried to cross two fiscal years, but we have annual budgets. I need to straight this a little bit differently. I need to structure this differently. It's more confusing than necessary.
Thank you, Agnes. Okay, anyone else from the public care to speak?
Jeff, Charlie Sampson, Board of Aldermen, if I could.
Mr. Sampson.
Thank you. Good evening.
Oh, Mr. Sampson, I apologize. Just do your address, please.
I'm sorry?
Your address, please.
My address, 6 Commodore Hall Drive, member of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, City of Derby. I'm here to speak about 8.3.1, the transfer of $59,646 from the fire truck lease capitals to the body cameras and licenses for the police department. First of all, that line item is a charter mandate that $10,000 a year be put in that line item for the fire department. Number one. Number two, the item that you're looking to transfer to pay for the body cameras, the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen voted to utilize ARPA funding to pay for that line item. Now, I know a question has come up in regards to, can we utilize ARPA funding to pay for that line item and still qualify for the 50% grant that the state of Connecticut will reimburse the city of Derby for spending money? Now, as far as I know, ARPA funding is not a grant. And as it moves forward, ARPA funding can be utilized for any type of infrastructure services, which the body cams do fall under, and would not negate us still getting the 50% reimbursement. I have not heard anything different. So if somebody knows something better than I do, please let me know, because that $59,000 is strictly for, per charter, the fire department truck lease, which has typically gone towards the chief of the fire department's vehicle every 4 years. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Sampson, can I just ask a quick question just to clarify so I understand what you're saying? You're saying that the question came up of whether or not this remaining balance for the body cams ARPA funds could be used. The concern was because this was granted, we weren't clear on if we can use ARPA. You're saying that you thought you heard it was okay to use the ARPA funds and still collect the grant money back. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Mr. Polis. The ARPA funds is not a grant to the city of Derby. Therefore, right, there are funds that we can expend. And I don't believe it would harm us utilizing those funds to get a state grant that will reimburse us for 50% because we are a municipality that's distressed. So I have yet to hear from anybody that ARPA funds cannot be utilized for this, and therefore we should be taking the money out of this lease, which is mandated by the charter to be held for the fire truck lease.
So thank you, Mr. Sampson. Agata, this line item was written for us more or less, correct?
Yes. So what I want to say about ARPA, I reached out to state representative. I have to find emails. I don't have any more emails. So by the way, my internet connection is getting weak. So just as far as ARPA funds, it is grant. You cannot combine two grants to pay full expense of the cameras. And I reach out to state OPM about the situation. And I think I have an email, I have to find this, that we cannot really, you know, double dip with grants. If you wanna, you know, I have to find this email. And also I would say, to me, ARPA is a grant. That's the view I have. But if you want to figure out that if this is really truly ARPA funding and allows to use this money, we can take another time, you know, take more time to figure out. But I think we had plenty of time to figure out this already. And I think that's why the reason why I moved this forward with this track lease allocation, because there was no lease in this line paid this year. We're talking about a vehicle for a fire chief. It's in different line. This particular line was kind of mistake line in assumption that we're paying the lease for a truck. We already paid off the lease last year. So we have savings.
Mr. Polis, okay. Charlie Sampson, if I just could make one more comment.
Sure.
So I understand the finance director stating that we cannot use ARPA funding for this. If she has an email that shows that, I'm good with it. I've never seen that. But number two, the fire truck line item is not it is the fire truck lease for the chief's vehicle that is mandated by the charter. Is that the line item we're talking about, Agata?
No, we're talking about. I'm sorry. Agata. Go ahead. I didn't mean to talk over you.
The capital.
It's a capital lease. The line 7500 is reserved, which I I'm not touching 7500. This is a different line.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that I don't have the budget in front of me, and I apologize, but I just want to make sure that the chartered line item for the $10,000 we must put away each year for the it remains.
Yes, it's there. It's 7,500, not 10,000. It's called Charter Authorized Fire Capital. The way how we need to move this money out of the annual budget because we want to carry for as a reserve for many years. So I think it's third or fourth year already. I think we counted before, it's like fourth year. So we have, you know, times wherever we budget should be there, should be reserved.
Understood.
So, yeah, Mr. Sampson, the line item you're talking about, as Agata said, 3700-440-0440, charter authorization, fire capital is 7,500. The line item on the agenda in question is
4444.
Yeah, you got 44. It. 0444. And there's, I believe, was at 103,785. Still not, again, to address Mr. Parker's concern that he wasn't consulted as a department head, but this is in a miscellaneous capital account, not in a department account, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for the explanation.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sampson. Anyone else from the public care to speak?
Yes, Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive, Derby. I wasn't going to speak, but I want to welcome Attica back. And your professionalism is really strong. And I want to also say, Mr. Polis, you do a great job chairing these meetings. You put a lot of time and effort in, and you explain a lot of detail. Because a normal person doesn't understand. You bring it down to layman's terms. Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Linetti, I know you know me and you know I'm a layman, so I got to boil it down in its simplest forms for sure. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right. Anyone else from the public care to speak? And one more time, would anyone else from the public care to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises. 25 John Street.
Thank you, Karen, and I appreciate the suspense building on the last call. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I agree with the fire department. I don't see taking money from them when it's an accumulating thing that has been something structured for decades. What I'm hearing is that most of the members of the tax board are relatively new. Agata is still trying to weed through a plethora of information. And I hope that the aldermen and the mayor's office and everyone will work with her so that she can go forward and get Derby back on track. Prior to her dismissal, I spoke at the subcommittee for the finance committee, and I had spoken how she seemed to be doing very well, and then she disappeared. So I'm hopeful that she's back for good now. I'm hopeful that she can accomplish everything that she's desiring to do and then some. And I hope that everybody's working with her. I wish you good luck, Agatha. And I will be asking questions in the future. There's a lot on, in that run that's very questionable, but I'll leave that for another day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and last call. Anyone else from the public care to speak? Okay, we will close the public portion. Moving on to line item number 6. We have this line item in here, Agatha, financial briefing. I'm not sure if we intended to leave that on or not. I don't see Mrs. Pertoso on the call. Mrs. Pertoso, are you out there?
Not yet. I don't
okay,
see
and we did get a definitive no on Mrs. Orizzetti. She texted yeah,
Rose
back.
Is trying to dial in. She didn't write down the meeting ID wrong, so she should be in momentarily.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. DeRoche. Agatha, anything on this line item, this financial briefing, you want to kind of just quickly review? Anything from the packet? Anything from the revenue and apportionment summaries?
So just financial briefing will be, we are at the point, it's we closing the year. What you're seeing in front of you, it's not final product, is before we try to finalize the fiscal annual year 22. It takes a few months to close the year, but this is, I think, first time for a long time happened. When I was here last year, we didn't have meetings, we didn't have a really proper look and closing and transferring previous year budgetary transfers. So the budgetary wise, the last year wasn't really, 21 wasn't closed, but this budget 22 fiscal year should be properly closed because we are here and we are looking at the old budget with the within the lines, what should be done, what have to be done, how we cover our ins and outs with the budget. So this is important. Revenue part, we're still finalizing. Expenditure part, we're still finalizing. I don't have final, report, but if we're getting there. That's why it's important to have those transfers and have another meeting with transfers. So the budget year will be closed properly, similar like financial year. Those both going together. And there's abilities, very good ability right now. We have our fiscal audit for 21. I look at the numbers and we kind of having this information now, we can have what we want in 2022. So it's a great opportunity to do this, you know, non-lapsing account, what Board of Ed needs, what our fund balance should be, what we need to have in fund balance. All those closing pieces can work together properly at this point. If we move money around, look at the revenue, look at the expenditures and close the fiscal year with well-rounded, you know, understanding what's going on during the budget year. That's my financial take on it. It's very elaborate, but we're kind of putting pieces together right now. We are on it on time with everything what we should have. Every other town and city does the same thing right now, closing their books for last year. And we are in good shape right now and looking at the budget closely. It's important. It, for me, it's opportunity to properly close the year.
Okay. Quick question. So there's a variance between what's expended and what we collected, correct? So we expended 49,479,108. We've received 47,468,459. So Is it too soon to say, hey, we had a deficit from last year? I mean, are you not there yet?
We're not there yet. It's too soon to close. The outliner is it's really Board of Education. Because we have last year numbers, we can kind of go and ask to close this year. We hope for soon good numbers for Board of Ed, because Board of Ed is a big piece of this information. So if you take out the Board of Ed out of the equation, we're pretty good, in good shape. But the other things has to happen, which I even ask, you know, health insurance to give me information, because I don't have this information. I have to wait for people to give me information.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Agata. Anything else on the financial briefing before we move to line item 7?
No, I think those things are just still the numbers are still has to be closed and more entry has to be done and we have to pay our bills. That's all.
All right. And Mr. I believe this, Mrs. Pertoso, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rose, thank you so much for joining. We appreciate it. We this way here we can get the quorum and get some of this business off of the agenda. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think I spoke over someone. Did someone have something to add before we move on to line item 7?
No, that was just me, Mr. Chair. I was just indicating that she was in the meeting at 6:38 p.m.
All right, thank you, Mr. Garfalo. Okay, adoption of the minutes. So this was unfinished. We decided to table this because there was a lot of minutes to review and we had a big agenda for the meeting. So I will entertain a motion to adopt line 7. To adopt the minutes as presented from line item 7.1.1. through 7.1.11. Is there a second to that motion?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Santos, with the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, Rose on the second. Is there any discussion for the minutes? Anything anybody want to talk about? Okay, all in favor to adopt the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Line agenda item 7.2, the umbrella donation. This was tabled because one of our members wanted to follow up with someone she had knew through the department. I don't think that member's on this evening. So I will entertain a motion to adopt the transfer 7.2, as outlined in line 7.2.1, a transfer of $3,000 from 8400390 0392 0000 fund balance replenishment to 8200390 0020 0000, the umbrella. Is there a motion?
Jeff, I thought there was $4,500 in that account. I mean, did we need $7,000?
The fund balance account, Jen?
No. The when we were taking it out and putting it in the umbrella, I thought the umbrella already had like $4,000 in it.
Hold on, let me look up. I'm just looking right now, and we can verify. Can you give me that line item again, Jen?
It looks like 8200390 0020.
Okay, so the current budget on this recent report had 7,000. There was 3,000 expended from it, so the remaining budget is 4,000 in that account.
Right. So, do we need to transfer 3,000 in if we need to spend 3,000? We need
to transfer 3,000 because bill is for 7,000 next bill. So we have to transfer to cover and not have any over and under. There's another bill to be paid.
I'm sorry, I thought the bill was 3,000. I didn't know it was 7. Okay.
All right, any other discussion? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Nobody made a motion yet.
Oh, I apologize, Mrs. Pitney. Thank you. Let's get a motion on the books here. So I will entertain a motion to transfer $3,000 from 8400-390-0392 fund balance replenishment to 8200-390-0020-000, the umbrella.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Mr. Santos with the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Rose.
Thank you, Ms. Bertoso. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed?
Insurance.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to new business. Fire department line item 8.1. So this, please note, is, and Agata, correct me if I'm wrong, this is for fiscal year 2021-2022.
Yes.
How do I want to do this? Let me start. Any questions, discussions on these transfers at this point before I make the before I put the motion together?
I just have a question, Jeff. A couple of the I'm assuming the firemen left me a couple of notes saying that they had to pay for the hose themselves. If we make this transfer, does that eliminate the fact that they have to pay for the hose?
Well, let me ask Mr. Parker, if you're still out there. Could you entertain that question?
I did not hear the question, didn't understand it.
So Mrs. DeRoche is asking whether or not there would be an out-of-pocket expense to the firefighters if this transfer goes through when it comes to replenishing the hoses.
The city of Derby, through this budget, funds all the equipment and operating needs for the fire department. So no, there's be no out of pocket by any firefighter.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All right. So I will, Mark, I'm sorry. Should we do this line by line?
Well, if you feel in your judgment as chair that you have consensus on this, you can take it as one motion if you feel there's consensus.
And what I just...
Jeff, if I may, I do apologize.
Yes, please. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
If all these transfers are going to the fire department from 21-22, and as Agatha was saying, to close that fiscal year, we got to make sure and get these transfers done. So it'll be good to just do, I make a motion for 8.1.1 through 8.1.5 to do the transfers.
Okay. I second it.
Mark, does that, Mrs. Pitney, Mr. Garfalo, does that stand up the way we just did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you for the motion, Mr. Santos. And forgive me for being deliberate. You know, I just want to make sure there could be no question on the interpretation of what we're doing here. So I appreciate you spelling that out that way. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parker, for participating again. Okay, 8.2, Planning and Zoning Commission. Transferring $608.57 from 8600-150-0151-0000 City Engineer Services to 8600-150-0161-0000 PCC Engineering Services. Any discussion on this?
Yeah, I do. This is Roberto. What fiscal year is this coming, the transfers coming from?
It's this is going to be last year. Sorry.
21-22.
Yes.
Okay.
22.
Good question. Any other discussion? Okay. So can I get that motion?
A motion to make the transfer.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Jen. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion approved. Okay, police body cameras for fiscal year 21-22, 8.3.1, transfer 59,646 from 3700-440-0444-0000, fire truck lease capital, 13, to 3100-470-0476-0000, body cameras and licenses. Is there discussion on this? Agata, I just have one question. I'm sure you're going to want to kick me because I know this has been on our plate for a long time. Just for clarity, this remaining money that we're moving for this, we need to do this to recoup the rest of the grant money for the body cameras, right?
Correct.
So we haven't actually recouped that money yet.
So this 8.32 will be motion to recoup the money on budgetary.
I got it.
Side. Because we had promised, I included in a packet, promise to get money from the state. It's a matter of timing. It doesn't matter, but doesn't matter when we get money. We definitely get revenue from them. So I to connect both sides, revenue from the state and surplus on from the lease will close the gap of shortfall in this area.
Okay, and the point in the agenda packet that Agata is referring to is actually labeled 8.3. I think that Mr. Garfalo did that. So if you haven't had a chance, there it is. Okay, that was my only question. Any other questions on that?
Well, just one. Agatha, what are we doing about that $119,000? We got to do something with that, right, for this part of the year?
No, we basically, when we pass this motion, we increase our budget to $119,000, and we're not going to be in shortfall.
Okay.
So yeah, you're increasing the revenue side $119,000 because you're getting 100% of the grant back, right?
Actually, it's 50%, but it's going to cover 50% of the expenditures. That's why we did another.
Right, right. Got it. Okay. Go ahead, Sarah.
I'm sorry, I have to mention about ARPA now. I think there was a moment I remember when original goal was ARPA money. With this grant, if we didn't apply maybe for, you know, proper police grant, maybe we could apply this grant, but we did apply for a police grant. So we can, I'm at this point, I would say, you know, this was a grant, which could be, I'm not sure if it's right now ARPA grant or not, but we already got another grant promise, so we cannot really return it, so. It's get to the point we got equipment installed.
Okay. 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 So we'll do these two separate motions. So first one would be 8.3.1. If someone could make the motion to transfer $59,646 from 3700-440-0444. 000 fire truck lease and capital 13 to 3100-470-0476-0000 body cameras and licenses. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Thank you, Mrs. Pertoso. Do we have a second?
I'll second it, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Carloni. All in favor for this transfer, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposition? Okay, motion passes. So second line item, Agata already kind of outlined for us. So this is to increase the budget on the revenue side. Any questions further or anything to discuss on this?
No.
All right. So I will entertain a motion to increase budget 6,650, 6524 miscellaneous intergovernmental grants, and 3100-470-0476-0000 body cameras and licenses by $59,646. Is there a motion?
Chris, a motion.
Mr. Carlone, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Rose.
Thank you, Mrs. Pertoso. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That was a long time coming. Motion passes. All right. Finally, 8.3.3, increase budget, 6,690, police outside work. Agata, just correct me if I'm wrong. We're increasing the revenue side of the budget, right? Because we're collecting cash on what our police were, you know, for outside work. Is that how that was? Okay.
Yes, it is. When the kind of when they collect revenue, we need to adjust the budget to more actual budget, amend the budget. But also because we collecting this money, we're spending more money. And that's the outside work wages are in, you know, needs to be supported by budget.
Yeah. And as a new member of the boat, I maybe for some of you, this might be obvious. So I apologize if it's a little, you know, elementary, but when we were going through the budget, we saw the police work line item. I think there was a couple questions around that. So essentially we put in a number, a best guess of what we're going to pay the officers. And then usually if it goes above that, what we're really saying is we're collecting additional revenue beyond what we budgeted for because of the work that they're doing outside of their regular job and duty. So I see the whole connection now. So learning moment for me. Thank you all for indulging me. Any other discussion on this? All right. So I will entertain a motion to increase the budget 6,690-6952. For police outside work and 3100-110-0012-0000 outside work wages by $760,000. Is there a motion?
Excuse me, Jeff. I have a quick question. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, please.
So do we know if that's all of the money that we are going to get back from last year, or is there still more outstanding things out there?
So, there's still still outstanding things. That's a good question, because I kind of estimated what I want to use for now, but we may have better numbers than this. So we're still recognizing our revenues.
Okay.
Moving out with.
So sometime during the year, we'll get another some more money for last year's budget.
Yes, okay. We have to recognize our receivable money still are coming for last year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Agata. Okay, so can we have that motion?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Thank you, Rose. Is there a second?
I'll second, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Carlone. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Moving along to 8.4, Finance Department, fiscal year 21/22. Line item 8.4.1, transfer $44,478 from Deputy Finance Director to the bookkeeper. Any discussion or question on this? Okay, Agatha, go ahead, someone has something.
One question, Mr. Roberto. I remember, I think it was last year, we did the $10,000 for the bookkeeper. Is this an addition to that, or is it needed to sustain the bookkeeper for a longer period? Because I thought it was, I don't know if it was part-time or full-time.
Was it part-time? And this was estimate when we did in February and January request. And after year closing, I realized some invoices were not paid or not was missing. And that's how we end up with higher number than estimate I did in January. This person work on most of the time on like 20 hours, 22 hours depends. So it was not set in stone, but she never was really like, you know, full time. So she had those flexibility to work less or more, depends how she could come to work.
Okay. Thank you, Agatha.
Yeah, so Agatha, just to say it another way, then this was sort of unexpected with this, because some of these from the packet that you sent, these were older, these invoices. This is from a while back. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, any other questions? All right, so I will entertain a motion to transfer $4,478 from the Deputy Finance Director line item 2500. 110110000 to account 2500150153000, the bookkeeper. Can I have the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Mrs. Pertoso with the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Jennifer.
Thank you, all right, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and again, apologies if I'm talking fast here. You know, please just jump in. I'm working from my phone, so I can't see everybody coming off mute on the screen here. Okay, we're moving on to line item 8.5, town clerk, again for fiscal year 21-22. okay, transferring $223.58 for office supplies. From office supplies to the education line. And then there was a request for a 950, we'll do these separately, but just we could talk about it real quick. Transfer $950 from the special working balance to electronic medical records. Is there any discussion on either of these two line items?
Not medical records, they're just...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of my job, Mrs. Pitney. I apologize. Electronic records
it management. It might be medical. Who knows?
Strike that from the record, please. Okay. Electronic records management. Oh, okay. So you guys are standing between me and some homemade pizza. See, I'm trying to rush. Okay. Any discussion around this? Thank you, Mrs. Pitney.
No problem.
All right, so let's take the motions one at a time. I will entertain a motion to transfer $223.58 from account 1300-310-0310 office supplies to account 1300-280280 education.
I make a motion, Roberto.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. And is there a second?
I'll second
it, Chris.
Okay, Mr. Carlone, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And item 8.5.2, the transfer of $950 from account number 8400-390-0391, the special working balance, to 1300-480-0484, electronic records management.
Me make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Rose.
Mrs. Pertoso, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, working through it, folks. Moving down to line item 8.6. Mr. Garfalo, you're welcome. We are talking about retirement fiscal year 21-22. It looks like a transfer of $1,400 from liability to city pensions. Agatha, any explanation around this one? I just, you know, do you have any kind of basic summary?
First of all, spelling liability, it's missing I. So this is 8.6, I attach invoice. The reason why This is every other year we the actuaries conduct a census study for our pension. And this wasn't budgeted. And when I received invoice, confusion was how we paying, because we didn't have really money set aside. Wait a minute, this is pension OPEB. No, this is OPEB. So since we have some money set aside already, but for different purpose, I use the same line and I use pension OPEB expenditure line, because we don't have really OPEB expenditure line. It's a additional line we need to have to cover our every other cost for actuaries. Since we have savings in other line, I was just using the other line to use savings from other line, because I don't wanna use special working balance or, you know, other reserves, since we have savings in other lines.
Okay. Any questions, comments from the boat?
I do. So what I'm to understand is that you paid a bill out of the pension line item because we had money in there?
So I would like to make different for next budget. I would like to entertain pension / OPEB. We don't have specific OPEB line. It was not really used in our chart of accounts, and it wasn't budgeted. So I kind of combined those two lines for same purpose, for actuarial
use. Yeah, but you shouldn't be paying too many things out of the pension fund, I would assume.
I'm not
understanding that.
So pension and OPEB are similar, because this is for other post-employment benefits for retirees. So it's kind of same idea where they belong on a map of our chart of accounts.
Right, but it's not a pension orientated fund, is it? OPEB?
It's not pension funding. No, it's expense towards maintaining those funds and reporting. There is a huge calculations going outside of the, you know, of the going on with the pension, maintaining pension. So all expenditures are paid by the city for OPEB, right, and for calculations. And we don't budget this quite often. Okay. Because they are done every other year.
Right. Was there any talk with the pension fund people about this? Because I know that they need more people on the pension fund, and they're looking for more people in the pension fund. But the people that are on there, do they realize that this is coming out of the pension?
So this is called retirement. We have a few categories, and last category, 390, it's expense, means all expense related to pensioners, means retirees, medical. We had $10,000 set aside. By the way, we really needed more than that. So I'm learning too right now. As I understand that, I don't have money for OPEB to pay this invoice. And this is the only line I would say I would like to convert to have this on radar for future.
I don't mind you doing it, but I would really have a talk with the pension people about that first.
Chris, when you say pension people, do you mean the pension board, or do you mean?
Yeah, the pension board. The pension board, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because I know that they are looking for people to go on the pension board. I'm not sure if they filled all of the positions to it. And the ones that have been on there for years, I realize that they don't have a lot of meetings, and they should have a lot more meetings, but they don't. But anyways, just to include them in on this, so that they realize that all of a sudden, you know, $10,000 missing, they know where it's going and what it's for. That's my only concern.
Yeah, so Mr. Carlone, so and Mr. Garfalo can attest, I think, I don't know if Mr. Sampson's still on there, we're part of that pension board. Now we've been meeting monthly, correct, Mr. Garfalo? Oh, okay. So, yeah, so good thought, you know, and you're right, we are shopping the pension for the city. You know, there's a RFP out. We're getting, you know, collecting the data back, you know, so that is happening. To your point, if there's an expense that's going to be coming out of the fund, it would probably be a good idea to filter that over there. Mr. Garfalo, I don't know if that's traditionally how things went. Your thoughts on that, Mr. Garfalo, just as a member of the pension board and, you know, kind of having the government experience, what do you think? All right, well, I'm going to take him that he's agreeing with me. So,
I don't really have a problem with it as long as the pension board knows about it so that they aren't shocked when, you know, $10,000 is missing and nobody knows where it went to. That's my only concern.
Sure. And then, Agata, to your point, and I don't want to go too far down the road with this, but I think, you know, what Agata's saying is she has found some, don't let me speak for you, inefficiencies in some of our line items, meaning that the way that certain bills could be categorized, you know, we could probably tag certain bills to existing line items as opposed to, you know, individual line items for every single one. So this kind of falls in where we didn't have the OPEB budgeted, so to speak. So, you know, this will kind of be one of those things where we'll have to look at when we go into the budget. And again, you know, Chris, you've been on this board longer than me. So seeing this in real time now, when we go to do the budget next year, we could definitely address this. So something like this doesn't come up where you're kind of left feeling, well, you know, what do you mean 10 grand is missing from the pension? I totally get where you're at.
Okay.
Agata, does that kind of fall in that line of what we were talking about last week, right?
Yes, and I find that the description of the line was confusing and I made mistakes, but however, like certain items you need to budget every year for GASB 75 disclosure, it's paid every year, it's $4,000. But the big number, 20,000, we really need to budget every other year. So that's the memory. We need to set up the, you know, information in a ledger to make sure we budget enough for the specific line items.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Any other discussion? Thank you, Mr. Carlone. All right. So I will entertain a motion to, let me get the agenda back up. I will entertain a motion to transfer $14,000 from account number 2200-270-0001 liability to 2300-390-0390 city pensions OPEB expense.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Thank you, Mrs. Pertoso. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Jen. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passed. All right, fireworks, 8.7. looking to transfer $11,499 from the tax collector account to the fireworks event account. Any discussion or question on this item?
Yes, I have this was already paid. So
Are you stating that or is that a question mark, Jen?
No, I'm stating it because I was down City Hall and asking, and they paid it out of a due to from account, Walt did. So I would ask, and if going forward, is there a possibility, because in this case here, it's going from the tax collector to fireworks. So we're like jumping departments. I would ask going forward, is it possible that if we put it into the special working balance and then take it out so it's a better audit trail? Because now if they did this, pay this out of a due to from account, which is a 2000 something, there's no 2000 number in our accounts here. What else is running through there? There's stuff that they're paying out that we have no idea where it's going. Where it's coming from, you know.
So So I understand your concern. However, this was that I think payment was done by cultural committee or someone. So it, we really need to have money to pay them back. That's right, why
but they paid this out, and this is going back to what they accused you of. They paid this out with nobody saying okay, and it didn't. So, the cultural commission, I guess, was part of it, but it's never come out of the cultural commission's budget because they don't have a budget that size.
So, two things. Just Jen, you're first of all. So Agata made the point to me, and I agree with this. You know, point that we probably need a more defined procurement policy in the town. And, you know, again, I don't want to wade into waters that are not my expertise or business, but, you know, Agata, I think has part of her idea on the, in subcommittee with the, aldermen, alderwomen. Is that correct, Agata? Right up about purchasing, correct?
Yeah, we need to start if we have fireworks, would be nice to have purchase order set up at the beginning of the year, wouldn't it be?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So Jen, you're sniffing around at the something that I think, you know, is apparent, and you know, I agree with for sure. It seems like, you know, business is being conducted on behalf of the city before anybody's looking at the books, right? And, you know, when it comes to us, okay, we're transferring everything to balance the budget. But, you know, at that point, you know, most of these invoices, like you said, are paid, things are done, it happens. So Agata does have that on her radar, and I don't want to speak for it. I don't think we're prepared to, you know, share all that tonight, but that is something that is definitely coming. And then for your other point, you're saying that we should just budget for the fireworks next year.
Well, yes and no. I agree with that. And we always did. I'm sure we didn't this time around just because of the COVID. But I think if we're going interdepartment, like changing departments, I myself would like to see it kind of go into the special working balance and then come back out so that we have like an audit trail. Does that sound reasonable?
It doesn't sound like a bad idea to me. What, Agata, any thought on that? I mean, again, we could tackle that on the budget discussions, but any thought on that, Agata?
It's right now, the reason why tax collector probably is because it's that we know that we didn't have tax collector and we know we have savings there. That's kind of simple. If we go back and forth to special revenue balance, we're going to do two moves instead of one. That's the point. It's going to be, you know, you have to move in and move out.
Oh, I see.
So it's kind of cutting the direct point of closing the gap at this point. But I agree with Jennifer that with all items we have surplus, we should probably, there's many places where we're going to end up with surplus. And the clean cut would be to remove the surplus to put in special working balance. But I wasn't sure about that yet. Because, you know, it's hard. That's why we're jumping, because we never move anything to this special working balance at this point. We probably have to have another agenda list to do that.
Okay.
So that's like, what's the quickest way to accomplish the business is to just close the gap. But it's, yes, I agree. Let's move every, savings in a budget to one account. At least we know where savings are, but it's going to be longer process.
Maybe starting the new fiscal year, we can at least do that. So we have an audit trail. I know it's more steps for you, but I think then at least if we have to look through something, it's like a wash, like a pass-through account, take it from the tax collector, put it in the special working balance, and then take it out of there and then put it to the fireworks. It just.
And it really makes sense, because at least you don't have those, you know, balances available. And as I said, fire truck lease, it's very controversial, but this is evidence of savings for the city because it was kind of a mistake. So we glad we have this savings, but also can be controversial.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, any other discussion? Thank you, Jen.
Yes, I have a question. Years ago, we used to fund some of it, and businesses in Derby used to fund the rest of it. And they used to be blown off on the Derby side and the Shelton side. Now all we do is cut Shelton a check for over $11,000, and they do the fireworks?
Again, that's the question. That's the question you're asking, right?
Yes, because I was not at this year's fireworks, or last year's, actually. So that's my question.
Is that right, Aguilar? Do you know?
I don't know anything how they were done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they weren't done from the Derby side. I know that.
Mr. Garfalo, go ahead. There you are.
Yeah, the decision was made upstairs that it was going to be just one. What was represented was that it was a combined. A combined
show.
Yeah.
Right. And then if you wrote the invoices for 11,500, which is the half of the 2,300. So the other half is obviously coming from Shelton. But you're right. Chris, so your question, so we're paying this invoice, so we're not paying Shelton. Right, Agatha?
Well, we're paid out to the fireworks people.
Yeah, Pyro City or whatever this is, Central Maine, okay. Pyrotechnics. Okay. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion?
Just one more thing. Agatha, could you check on, I believe we took in like $8,000 or $9,000, you know, of donations toward the fireworks?
Yes, we did.
But it never showed, I mean, it was like $5,400 was showed on the revenue side. So I was just wondering where they put the rest of the revenue.
Yeah, we have a donation of $9,000, and
and there's only like $5,400 on the revenue side.
$5,300. I see that $9,351.
Hang on, I printed on my new thing today here, but the other one it was $5,400 and something. Here. I'm sorry, $5,840. I lied. Oh no! Wait a minute. Never mind. I'm drinking.
It's $9,000. That's what I see. So basically, I'm very surprised the way how we did the budget, because when we recognized that we're gonna have donation, we never recorded expenditure, and this is a time when we're paying the bill. That's why because we don't know how much we're gonna pay for the fireworks. That's why it was never budgeted.
Well, but if I may, not to belabor the point, but it's always been around that 10,000-11,000 amount, and the selling point was that the money would be raised, that was always the selling point for the point of doing it, because otherwise Shelton's doing it anyway. So.
Right. So we received the fireworks donations that, you know, 6,000 on the revenue summary for anyone who cares to follow along. 6,690,6954,000 fireworks donations. The budget was 5,840. We actually received $9,351.
Right.
It's right there on the report.
Put in there since Agatha's been back, because that number wasn't there before. So I didn't look at the new.
So listen, no, that's okay. Well, and this is probably a good point. I'm sorry, Mark. But for Agatha or Mark, even a good probably practice, any of these revenue or apportionment summaries that we get, you always got to use the most current one, right? I mean,
right.
Because this stuff changes basically every week, right?
Yeah. Yep. I just printed out so many of them over the last four meetings.
I'm always impressed with all the printing people, because I find it easier to do it on the screen.
Well, but the other thing,
notes as I'm going, so that's where.
Go ahead, Mr. Garfalo. Sorry.
And the other point that should be, we have to see, like, how was it accounted for? Because, you know, it's right at the beginning of the fiscal year. So do those donations go in to like the new year, or do they go into the old year and the check gets cut like right at the end of the fiscal year? I don't, and the revenue accounted for, I don't know. That's something that Agatha would have more access to that than, you know, because it certainly does. It doesn't look like it makes sense. You know, based on what it should be, basically a number that's close to 11 for this year, and the one for next year really should be zero right now, because they don't really start collecting that until like the spring or something like that. But there have been years, and that, I mean, I forget, like maybe in 19 or whatever, there were years where there was money left over. You know, what was raised was in excess of the cost of the whatever that we paid for the fireworks.
Yep.
So the best way is really separate this from a annual budget. Donations kind of shouldn't be budget, annual budget should be last more than 1 year.
Right. If it's going to be truly a donation driven event, then that's the right way. Makes sense.
All right. Okay. Any other talk on this? All right. So line item 8.7.1, transfer $11,499 from 2800110010000 tax collector account to 8200390039800000, the fireworks event. Can I have a motion?
I motion.
Thank you, Mrs. DeRoche. A second?
I'll second it, Rose.
Thank you, Mrs. Bertoso. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposition? All right. Motion passed. Moving to 8.8, employee benefits fiscal year 22/23. Okay, this one snuck in on me. I thought we were just doing all last year stuff. All right. Transfer $12,715 from workman's comp claims to the workman's comp insurance administration account. Agata, any quick explanation, thought, comment on this?
So I learned that we changed a little bit workers' comp arrangements between last year and this year. So we have to pay this bill, basically. And before we pay the bill, I would like to get a budget increase to represent what happened. And it's a higher bill than we budgeted. What happened is last year we only kept with, we have two vendors. This year we increase our workers' comps coverage from, you know, to the current year, so it's more expensive with this vendor.
Okay.
But we don't have other vendor, so yeah. I don't know how this work out, but it's more expensive with the new year.
All right. Any questions?
We put the insurance out to bid. Do you know?
I don't know.
All right, Jen, that would maybe be a question for the mayor's office. So you're asking if there's possible to shop the insurance. Yeah. Okay. Any other comments, questions, thoughts? Okay. And let me make sure.
Table that then? Well, no, we have to pay it, right?
We have to pay the bill, yeah.
Yeah, the bill has to get paid. And, you know, again, it's tabling it. I'm not sure what the purpose of that would be, because the bill's still going to need to get paid.
Yeah. I take that back.
All right. Any other comments? All right. Is there a motion to transfer $12,715 from line item 2400-270-0285, workers' comp claims, to 2400-270-0273, workers' comp insurance administration? Can I have the motion?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Mrs. Bertoso, thank you. Is there a second?
Roberto, second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passed. All right, and last page here, line item 8.8.1. 5.9, tax collector. So fiscal year 21-22, looking at this quickly as a whole, transferring $3,500 from clerk's wages for department supplies. That was 8.9.1. 8.2 is transferring from the clerk wages to the temporary services. I'm assuming that's for help in the tax office. And then finally, transfer again from the tax collector, different account, not the clerk's wages, to pay for the assistant tax collector.
All this is already spent. All this money's already done. So
all this money spent. Yeah, Agatha, is this your department? Is this something that you kind of oversee and as the finance director?
So yes, technically, tax collector department works under me, and we used to have a part-time employee helping out. And at this point, I think because we don't have tax collector, whatever can be done to help with this, you know, situation, you know, they have plenty of support monetary, but we still need to move money around.
Okay. Both members, any comments, discussion, questions?
All right. Money was not, I'm sorry. The money was not budgeted for through last year's, or we just went over because we hired someone part-time?
No. So we never hired tax collector.
So it wasn't budgeted for last year, though?
So budget for last year was $39,000 for tax collector. But right. Assistant tax collector was working with I think additional stipend as a tax collector. So this was kind of unexpected turn.
So someone was there working part-time, I believe.
And there was a clerk who was also working part-time, but she left.
Okay. All right.
Right, and that's why we have the extra money in the clerk's wages, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so any other questions? So I'm going to do these one at a time. 8.9.1, I will entertain a motion to transfer $3,550 from line item 2800-110-0112-0000, clerk's wages, to 2800-390-0390-0000, tax department supplies, which was for the tax bill mailing. All can I have a motion?
Well, we already got our tax bills, so the money spent, I'll motion it.
Thank you, Jen. Is there a second? Thank you, Mrs. Bertoso. Thank you, Mrs. Bertoso. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next account, we're going to transfer $2,852.11, very specific, from the clerk wages account 2800-110-0112 to temporary services. This was the temp help Agatha just talked about, to 2800-110-0117-0000. Can I get a motion?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Thank you, Mrs. Bertoso. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And then this next one, this again was the assistant tax collector. I'm just looking at the account real quick. It's a big number, so I'm gonna make sure it's in there. Yep. Okay. So Agatha, I'm sorry. I know we kicked this around, but so there's an assistant tax collector, but there is no actual tax collector, or do I have that backwards?
Yes, there's assistant tax collector, not tax collector.
Okay, got it. All right. Any other discussion on this? Okay. So I will entertain a motion to transfer $18,700 from 2800 110-0110-0000, the tax collector account, to 2800-110-0111-0000, assistant tax collector. Can I have the motion?
Motion.
Jen with the motion, is there a second?
I'll second it, Rose.
Thank you, Rose. All in favor, say aye.
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 And I just want to one last time say that these are the rules that Agatha has to follow that the chief of staff does not have to follow. Last time I'm going to say it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Down to 9.0, the treasurer department. So we are at being asked to transfer $33,000 from the fund balance to cover Bank of America banking fees not budgeted in last year. So Agatha, just for clarity, this is still in fiscal year
2022. Yeah.
Okay. Any comment on this? I mean, is that typical, that amount of money for banking fees for a city?
So yes. It's a long story behind this. I struggled with last year with finding money for this particular line item. What happened is banks directly gets paid out of the bank account. So you don't really, because we start reconciling bank accounts, you can tell when money comes out of the bank. And this was already paid, but we kind of always budget in different lines. And I was hoping that having treasure line used for this particular banking services will kind of shows up front where money should be, or, you know, don't forget to budget. Because it's really easy to miss, and that needs to be done. But also having fund balance, we may be trying to get some, you know, interest revenue coming to the city. And that's kind of, you know, trade-off. I rather have expenditure and revenue recognized on books than just, you know, not recognize anything. This has to be really bad. This is the by contract we have to pay. We don't know how much we're gonna pay next year, but more money we have in a bank and less bank accounts we have, the fee will be smaller. So it has to be really thought. We have to really strategize. Last year was 32,000. This year is 33. So
Mr. Chair, if I could just ask the finance director, because it's not noted on the agenda, is this for the year that ended June 30th for the
22?
Okay.
Okay. So Agatha, so you're already kind of making an effort to consolidate some of the accounts, is what you're saying?
Consolidate, maybe not in this case. I would rather have this on books. We still don't have this number budgeted in fiscal year 23.
Okay, so we'll have this anyway. This will be next year as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If we don't make money, yeah.
All right. Okay, any other questions or comments? All right, let's. I will entertain a motion to transfer $33,000 from the fund balance replenishment account number 8400390392000 to 2100-390-0391-0000 for banking services. Is there a motion?
I'll motion.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is there a second?
I'll second, Rose.
Thank you, Mrs. Bertoso. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Finally, line item number 10, public hydrants. So we are being asked to transfer $10,000 from the liability account to the public hydrants accounts. I didn't see anything in the packet about this. Anybody have questions, comments, Agata, anything?
I have a attachment 10.
Oh, I
explanation.
See.
So this is last year hydrants. The Water Authority increased their fees July 1st, 2022, after 3 years of not increasing. So this is really last year, and it's exactly 6%, I calculated. they decided to increase their fees. So it affects last year and was accounted in this fiscal year as well. But the bill came on quarterly basis, delayed. But bill has to be paid with higher amount.
Okay. And this is that form that you kind of were creating, huh? Right?
So, we were trying to create same form for every department to have basic information why things happened and what we're doing. So we avoid maybe lengthy emails or, you know, not enough information or too much information.
Yeah, no, I like it. Okay.
It's a draft.
Yeah, it's a draft. No, I like it, though. I think it's a good start. Any other questions or comments on this? All right. So I will entertain a motion to transfer $10,000 from line item 2200-270-0001 liability account to 3600-230-0232 public hydrants account.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Mrs. Pertoso, thank you. Is there a second?
You're welcome.
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Mrs. DeRoche, thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. So we are at line item number 11. Agata, any parting comments for us?
No.
All right. Thank you. For the boat members that are here, I really appreciate everybody jumping on. Mrs. Pertoso, thank you for letting us interrupt your evening. We appreciate you jumping on so we can have this quorum. We did get a lot of our business done. I just wanted to remind everyone there was a special meeting request for 8:16. So there will be two meetings for August. The special meeting request was sent from Chief of Staff Walt Mayhew. It was in regarding the issuing of bonds for city paving, city roads being paved, I should say. I think City Paving is a national company. That meeting is scheduled for 8:16. So if you could just please give me a text, shoot me an email. If you can't make it, I'll probably be reaching out to everybody just to double check. And Mr. Garfalo, thank you for reaching out to everybody last Friday as well. We definitely were a team effort to try to get everyone on. I know it's the summer PTO from work, you know, all your regular life stuff. So appreciate it. And our regular meeting will be as scheduled for the following Tuesday. And it sounds like we at least have two people that are going to be on the agenda. Mr. Sackey for sure. And Dr. Conway as well is going to be coming on. So more to come on that stuff as well. With that, I will take a motion to adjourn the meeting. Or any other final comments before we do? All right. So yeah, motion to adjourn from someone?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Thank you, Mrs. Pertoso. A second?
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Thank you. Motion adjourned. 7:40 p.m. 7/26/2022.
Can I ask one quick question?
Go ahead.
My mouth wasn't moving quick enough. Can we make sure that we identify the roads that we're going to use for the road bond referendum, just so that we know a little bit ahead of time?
Well, will you just email Walt that? Are you on that email? Right, there's a group email with all of us on it, right?
Maybe. No.
If check and I'll check, and you and I could, I'll text here, whatever, if I find it, and one of us can email. That's not a big deal. Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Have a great vacation.
Yes. You thank too. You. Thank you, Ms. Pitney. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.